Dope. FM.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Gamma Crush, a.k.a. LR. Right beside with me, I got my man, Chase March. And who do we got up on our phone lines today?
What's up, Hanif Wonder, Animal Farm, Focus Noise. What up?
It's Chris Rock from Animal Farm, Focus Noise.
Generic, Animal Farm, still waiting on Fury. He'll be here at some point.
We sent him on a sandwich run. He probably should be here pretty soon.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good, Chase March.
Here's the sandwiches.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying the Unknown. Fabulous album. Definitely mad props for that. Just wanted to start off with the name. Did that come from, like, the George Orwell novel, man?
There's a novel?
What? Never heard of it.
Well, I was just wondering because the novel was, like, kind of an allegory to where animals overthrow the human owners of a farm. And I thought when I first heard your name, maybe it was like you're taking it as like a metaphor on how you're like overthrowing like the recording industry just to do your own thing.
Yeah, you know, there's kind of like a socialist worker bee kind of message there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you pretty much hit it on the head that we're trying to stand out in an industry that's become pretty cookie cutter. And there's definitely a formula there that you hear on the radio. We're trying to do something different.
Yeah, you have your own formula, though, because it almost sounds like the album's like a concept album, because all the way through it, it's very nostalgic. It's like there's lots of throwback references to like even your samples, ragtime kind of sounds and blues and your references. So I guess that's deliberate on your part, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all come from pretty diverse backgrounds, especially musically, you know, from what we grew up on and what our parents would play for us and stuff like that. We all kind of wanted to bring our own thing to the table and make some fresh new hip-hop out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people call what we do true school hip-hop just because we're trying to bring it back to that old skills hip-hop, the golden era, like the 90s stuff where everybody was really putting it in, trying to push the envelope on music, so, you know, we're just trying to keep it true to the art form.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was a concept album per se. I just think that's kind of our influences, but we are trying to take what we grew up with and love and move forward with it, and we're not trying to go back to the 90s or anything, but I think that's just kind of...
Yeah, definitely. If I just feel pick up the nostalgic vibe all the way through it. It's kind of interesting that all the Roaring Twenties kind of slang and references you put in Ragtime Gal, like make whoopee and jig and chick and ragamuffin and all these outdated terms, but you make it sound fresh and maybe it's just the delivery, but it has like that old school vibe, but still like, you know, current relevant hip hop, which is nice.
Wait, hold on. Ragamuffin, I thought that was like Jamaican though, man. Come on now. That's 20s?
Yo, that song was actually a lot of fun. It was like one of the funnest songs for us to write. We did do a little bit of research on you know, slang from back in the day and stuff. And you know, really, it's kind of like that, eh?
Yeah, the vibe of it is really, really cool. So I think we need to drop that one right now for our listeners and play that song. So this is Ragtime Gal from Animal Farm off their album The Unknown.
Sipping some gin. Play it again, Sam. The romance begin. Who's your daddy, baby? You could be my chickadee. Little speak, easy breezy. Save a dance for me. Cut a rug doll, 23 skidoo. How's about it, hun? My sickle built for two. She had the kind of peepers make Valentino freeze. She's the cat's pajamas. Oh yeah, the bee's knees. Baby, please give me love. Do the jitterbug. Bring 50 Cent in the club. Now I'm living it up.
with no inhibition. This time of prohibition, I spike punchlines with no decision. This is the roaring 20s, the great war is ending. A depression so great, I can't afford the spending. Got an edge in me smoother than Cab Calloway. I grab my day, make my way, time to scram with the mic in hand, I say.
Your face was the skinny. Sweetheart, I'm doing swell. Take a ride with a chill like me, and it just might do you well. Jump in my jalopy, bang, we will have a ball. We can stroll down lover's lane if you just give me a call.
Strap on the zoot suit like the talk of the town. Rack and Stetson hats like the coolest cat around. Fast wallet waking out of my phonograph box. Got my swanky rap on, so I'm rocking black socks. Make my way to the joint down the alley of the tin pan. Looking to make whoopee and drinking out my tin can. Getting there snazzy. I know I got my pick, so I dance and jig up to the bar and talk to this chick like,
hey little birdie, you got a name. All these seedy dames be acting all the same. Not your everyday rag em up and fresh off the train. Not hit em up my gums, not a chump, not a lame. I'll be frank with you, man. I'm on the land, we can shoot the moon, baby. I got a couple of plans. The cop is adapting me, you see. Since that bank paper back in 23.
Your face was the skinny. Sweetheart, I'm doing swell. Take a ride with a chill like me, and it just might do you well. Jump in my jalopy. Bang, we will have a ball. We can stroll down lover's lane if you just give me a call.
Okay, that was Ragtime Gal by Animal Farm from the album The Unknown. We've been spinning them on Dope FM for a while now, so you guys have to be familiar. If you're not, I think, well, they're not unknown anymore because people are hearing you, especially up here in Canada.
So, I hope so. We appreciate your support, too. Thanks for playing.
Definitely.
Thanks for playing Animal Farm.
We got another member that just came into the room. Say what's up.
Yeah, what's up? I'm the extra member. They call me backup talent most of the time. I don't really listen to these guys. But yeah, my name's F1 from Animal Farm. Definitely stoked you guys are interviewing us and stuff. I hope it's been good so far. I hope these guys didn't really treat you bad like they usually do.
No, it's been all good. So
no,
the title, The Unknown, seems kind of like a misnomer because you've got like some known artists kind of in your corner, and you can see that on your MySpace page. But just the fact that you got KRS-One spitting with you guys on Peace, which is a really nice track. How did that come about?
Well, throughout the years when he's came up here to the Northwest, we've been lucky enough to open up for him just about every single time that he's been up here. And this is like, I don't know, 98 or something. And yeah, he just got through us through the promoter about wanting to get down after so many years. We always, of course, wanted to, you know, without a doubt. And then when it came in our laps, we were just went for it as hard as we could, and it finally happened. Dream come true, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think Chris definitely vibed on the whole, like, the whole culture of the Northwest. And, you know, he did a couple reggae festivals and stuff out there, and I think he definitely vibed on the whole, like, you know, the community vibe that was going on out here.
Nice. It's a good fit, though. Just the way you guys are spitting your style, it just seems like it seems natural that he's on there. It doesn't seem like it's just like, oh, let's get a big name guest and put him on our album, like a lot of rap artists are want to do these days. Like it seems natural.
We wanted T-Pain, but he has too much money, so we figured, you know, let's go with someone we really respect.
We had to settle for Chris for sure. No, what up, Chris? No.
Awesome. Yeah, so I like how you're in touch with what we call the real hip-hop up here in Dope FM, because, you know, you even like shout out that it's for the heads, not for the fakes, for the scratches, blends, and for the breaks, which is definitely nice.
Yeah, I've been, yo, that first joint, We Came to Rock, that's the one I've been blasting for the past year. Since Spectre, shout outs to Spectre for you know, hooking me up with that whole piece.
Yeah,
and what, Discover me to y'all.
Spectre,
but
word.
Yeah, We Came to Rock, that's my joint right there.
Yeah.
Should we play that one?
Why not?
All right, let's spin that. All right, you guys want to throw to that?
Do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
We Came to Rock.
We Came to Rock by Animal Farm. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of the group and Talkity Talk on Dope FM.
new rims. Let the rhyming begin. These rappers copy cats like the Siamese twins. Admiring the trend, crowds are filing in on some ignorance, dancing around looking like idiots.
Well, really, it occurs to me the blatant lack of urgency. I'm spitting fire, man, I'm spitting hot eternity. Uh-huh. But burn seems close, so we travel the globe, hang with what we love most to watch the bullshit grow.
Untold amounts of rappers turn sweeter than metrosexual porcelain cat shatter when I knock them off the pedestal. Minimal little minutes before we ain't bluffing. Respect the art form, we're born to get nothing.
Twisting. Lyrics with persistence, penning prominent bars, that's a public assistance. No admittance, they should pay the toll, dues and bill. Pushing grindstones on paper, sharpening in skill.
This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock. This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock.
Picking up where I left it. Who would have guessed it? Fighting through the mess to get the Northwest respected. With talent in the game, we'll leave anyone impressed with. These cats will break the norm and perform when they test it.
Let's get to the point, to the proper perspective. Until they get the message, till the suckers accept it. There's no room left for rappers living a lie. We're gonna stomp out the wagon, stack them a mile high.
It's been a wild ride, at times high and dry. Can never stop our time from getting on our shine. Pen to the ink, paper sheet to the beat. The back again to reap, sound of pure heat.
Cause I defeat MCs that challenge me. So you won't wanna fuck with this cat like bestiality. A street mentality, need a beat to balance me. Like a schizophrenic with plenty of personality.
This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock. This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock.
All around the industry, it's the same song. Innovators go hungry, the whack get put on. So I'm squashing on these garbage MCs like old beef. Rappers got my name in their mouth like gold teeth.
I hold teeth, no hand warmers. Raps emancipated, animated like Transformers. It's Pandora's box if you glance toward us. We band forces like Bon Jovi and Sambora.
Dropping molten rock like Sodom and Gomorrah. Killing transparent tendencies from here to Bora Bora. Missions to build mountains out of measly crumbs. Moving around clouds, shedding light where there's
original. Son of a gun since 1981. My cat's having fun while these rats take the baited run. Suckers have changed, man. Wonder can't relate to them. Wait for fate to come up in these tracks. Now we make it up.
This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock. This is for the heads, not for the fakes. For the scratches, lens, and for the breaks. Not the fashion trends, it's for the green.
We came to rock,
rock.
All right, we're back. That was Animal Farm. Off of their album, The Unknown, We Came to Rock. Nice, nice track. Who did the production on that?
This dude, Jen.Eric. He does about 90% of the production on the whole album, actually. He's also an MC in the group.
Nice.
That's me.
Is that Jen for, like, general? Like, you're the general in charge of things, or?
For genital. That's me.
I don't want to go there.
That goes really well, thanks.
We don't want to go there, man.
Out what the gen meant for a while, you know.
It's just generic, you know. Yeah, that's how it is.
Oh, that thing. I'm glad. Thanks for clarifying that, man.
Thanks for putting me on blast.
So, looking at your MySpace page, there was a video there, and somebody said that it was basically Animal Farm was like two separate crews coming together.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah. you guys were rhyming separately for a while, and how'd you come together?
Two man crews up here. One of them was called Money Shot, which was pretty cool, and then there was this one called Soundproof, which was really tight. And we were all just doing the same shows, getting booked on the same bill. Props to Money Shots are cool. And then we just decided that let's just hook up like conglomerate of rappers and see if we can kill things.
And we're plus the Soundproof, they're pretty tight. We were all homies, we were rocking together for years, and we just, you know, ended up doing a lot of sets where we would trade off together, saying we knew each other's material and we're backing each other. So it's kind of a natural thing where we just came together to merge to form Devastator.
It's funny because we get asked this question a lot, but
I didn't really think about it, but when me and Quills used to be in Money Shot, we actually would have girls dancing on stage in bikinis and making out with each other. It's kind of like the whole formula's changed a little bit when we added Soundproof.
And plus, like, actually, Generic, he was an MC and producer in Money Shot, but he was actually the DJ for Soundproof, too, which was me and Hanif, so it was already there. We were already kind of working together, you know?
We don't really have girls dancing anymore because girls don't like us anymore, but...
I got my tooth knocked out, and they don't think I'm as sexy as they used to. And good went up, but my stock went down. You know what I mean?
Crazy, crazy. So... what are you guys bumping right now? Like, what's in your rides when you're going around town, or in your iPods or MP3 players right now?
Yeah, I'm still in that new Zion I Takeover album. That thing has ridiculous hot.
Yeah?
I'm bumping Mos Def. Nah, he's on the remix with the Bush Babies. Was it the love song? It was De La and Mos Def.
Yeah, Bush Babies. Props, man.
That week.
We're just driving down here with Serge Severe. Big up to Serge from Focus Noise and DJ Wheels. And we were bumping The Haters That Hate Me. Probably the best CD I've ever heard. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. Really, don't listen to that. It was pretty awful. Big point here. I'm not trying to call these guys out. But we get a lot of CDs handed to us when we're on the road. And you should hear some of the stuff that comes out. It's crazy. Like, it's just not put together. People need to think about it before they get into this business.
Yeah,
I'd really
definitely
like to thank everybody who hands us this CD, because sometimes they make good frisbees.
Yo, on the real though, I do give those guys props, because you got to get out there somehow. Like, I remember back in the day, Quills was trying to pawn me off on his demo tape. Like, it was like four tracks on it. It was cool. Well, it doesn't use a good frisbee, but it worked good for a football.
That's how Gamma Crush and I got together, from a tape, man. So sometimes, like, good things happen from tapes. So, but you got to make sure you're sharp with it, right? Like, don't put out anything. Don't be handing out tapes that you only spent 2 seconds on. Like, put the effort in, right?
Yeah, that's
funny, man. Because we love this, man. We love it. We put a lot into it. And when we hear something that sounds like someone just didn't really put much into it, and it's just kind of like, yo, come on, man.
I think you can tell when the heart's there, and when you got a group that's, like, real. I it's something you can just feel like you know it, and Animal Farm's definitely got that, for sure.
Thank you.
Are you guys familiar with any Canadian hip-hoppers? Canadian acts?
Yeah. Swollen Members?
We've
been bringing folks down for since mid-90s, pretty much, on Canadian tours for cats like Mocha Only, Swollen Members.
Stop Union, they're dope.
Sweatshop Union, yes.
Cardinal Official.
I recently heard that dude, Shad.
Shad's,
you know,
wicked.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's ill.
Yeah, I saw him at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto, put on a crazy show. Crazy freestyle, like, dude plays like the acoustic guitar and everything. It's just,
oh really? Yeah, he was dope. That Fresh Prince takeoff video he did as well.
Yeah, tons of hits. A lot of people are going off on, oh, Drake's the best MC out of Canada right now, but yo, Shad's really killing it. No disrespect to Drake, I mean, he's ill and I like his acting and all. I mean, I watched Degrassi, The Next Generation too, but you know what I mean? But yeah, speaking of, like, performances, when are y'all come through Mid-East Canada to, like, Ontario?
We're just waiting for that phone call, you know? Like, with the big guarantees.
Nah, man, we definitely would love to come up as soon as possible, really. Trying to make some things happen for this next summer. Get some more dates around the country, you know? Gotta kind of conquer the 50 first, you know what I mean? But definitely looking to come up there as soon as possible, and as soon as my man Fury is legal and stuff like that, and he's allowed back into Canada.
Yeah, we'll be coming to your neighborhood for beer tickets and gas money real soon.
Yeah, that's what we're known for. Anyway, what's one of your favorites? Let me just pick a guy. Fury, what's one of your favorite songs off the album?
So Must Go On.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I like the beat a lot. Generic was on that for sure. And I just like that song specifically because you could take about every line in that and relate it to some show that we've done and been through before. That's why I like it the best, or one of my favorites anyways, you know?
Definitely, nice. I like a lot of sample-based production on here, too. I was going to ask you about how you are, like, Generic. You like a big crate digger. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Yeah, I got it.
crates and crates of records. I get a lot of inspiration from soul music, jazz, a little bit of old rock. But yeah, that's pretty much it's vinyl. We sample vinyl, and that's where we get it from.
We also got to give big up props out to DJ Speck, my man Mirage Jai, representing out of Sardinia. He produced what, three tracks on the album as well, and
Sec did Last Call.
Last Call, yeah.
The DJ Sec. He also produced Persevere's album, which we got to get you a copy of that. Concrete Techniques, it's dope.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. You know what? We went to YouTube and was listening to Ragtime Gal on there, and I don't know how people just throw things up on YouTube, and I don't know if you're cool with this, so I wanted to ask you, because it says there's a picture there and it says download this track now. How do you guys feel about downloading?
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, really, because in the independent music industry, it means that, I mean, distribution is pretty hard to come by sometimes, and that means that a lot more people are listening to your music, you know, and spreading it around, but at the same time, it means the artist isn't getting any dough, you know. It's the kind of the eternal struggle with that, but
we're still getting our name out, so for me, it doesn't bother me too much. You know, it's a matter of, do we want people to hear this or don't we? And I think the answer is pretty easy in that sense, is you got to get it out there so people can start to know who you are, and then at that point, then I'll probably turn and food Napster or something after that.
Yeah, you got to kind of fly with the times, because it is going to happen regardless of if you want it to happen or not. So, you know, the best tact is to, you know, turn it into a weapon that you could use for yourself and advancing whatever it is we're trying to do, you know what I mean, instead of, you know, trying to fight it and get our things off of different websites and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. The one thing that always, like, kills me is, like, you see these sites or these blogs, and it's like they're putting up all this free hip hop that you can download all the time, and then they say support the artists. So I think, like, the best way to do that is, like, if people are copping stuff and not giving any love to the artist, then what they need to do is make sure that when the artist comes through, that they're at that show, because you know,
exactly.
Like that's where you probably make more money in your shows and than you probably do off the records anyway, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like you said, that's where it comes full circle. If someone's gonna go download our stuff, you know, cool, whatever, they like it, whatever, word of mouth gets spread out, and then we go there, and then they come to the show, that's where really the big payoff is with that.
Definitely.
Yeah, in today's age, like, people are quick just to download your stuff for free. It's like when you make a personal connection with them at a live show and they feel like they've got something invested in you, that's when you're more likely to sell some stuff hand to hand, and then they tell their friends. So that's, you know, kind of how we approach it.
Excellent. All right, that being said, I want to play another track. I want to play The Show Must Go On, since we've been talking about that one. And we'll be back with more Animal Farm in a second. This is The Show Must Go On.
Dome. Dome to dome.
This is our world. This is our... No matter what, yo, DJ, spin the cuts. Bust some crabs and flares so we know what's up. Can't stop the beats, can't stop these styles. Can't stop the show, we got these flows on speed dial. Rain, sleet, or snow, train, car, or bus. Jet lag and I'll be gripping mics or bus. Kill it even if the sound gets turned off. Kick up behind me, let's make this crowd rock. I love the front row and win after a set. A vet tells me something I ain't never forget. As long as I'm alive, the show must go on. Ever since 95, knew I had to push strong. Racks of rust, though, rock beats the bus flows. Picked up a pet and pad and had no way to know. This life will take hold and never let go. The best part about it, no doubt, is the show.
Yo, we don't stop, we keep on. If it doesn't kill you, what make you grow strong? Whether it go right or whether it go wrong, the show must go on. Yo, we don't stop, we keep on. If it doesn't kill you, what make you grow strong? Whether it go right or whether it go wrong, the show must go on.
I'm rising till I look down on the summit. You can tell I'm hungry by the rumble in my stomach. Been through stormy weather without breaking the bread. Still rocked it live enough, we animating the dead. I seen snake pit tangles at the cords of the mic. Use a speaker for a beacon, leaving feeling the light. Move so many crowds, all sizes and shapes. Bending over backwards for these calendar dates.
bombs outlandish when the system is blown. Burning ciphers like minutes on my cellular phone. Stages get owned, get wrecked like crash dummies. Get it for the love, free tickets and gas money. We do it for the music that my people deserve. We do music from the soul, but where it needs to get heard. That's why we do the do. Got you feeling the vibe, and that's the proof and the truth that we rocking it right.
Go check it out, Chase March and Gamma Crush, Dope FM Radio. We got Animal Farm on the line. You guys cool?
What up? Yes.
We've been playing your music for some time on the station now, and we're getting right, man, a pretty good response for it. And we only play what we like, so we're fans, man, big time. So it's kind of an honor to have you on the show.
Man, much respect.
Nice. So we talked about the throwbacks. We talked about nostalgia. We talked about how you've used a lot of sample-based lyrics, sample-based production, I mean. I like how one of your lines off of Move It says, give rap a facelift back to its true roots. So how are you going to give rap a facelift?
Give it a facelift back to, like, when it meant something, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like kind of talking about bringing it, you know what I'm saying, like knock off some years to like pass all this plastic crap that's going on now, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, when I say back to its roots, that's what I'm saying, back to like when people were trying to, you know, mean something with their lyrics. Here, like nowadays, you know, you turn on most radio, somebody that has a speech impediment sounded like, you know, mush mouth stuff with some garbage rhymes, you know, and we're just trying to throw some heat.
Definitely. Yeah, that's what, like, I mean, I am always battling the perception because I'm an elementary school teacher, and I try to bring rap into the classroom, and like parents are always like, oh, rap is crap, but you know, that sucks, you can't be doing that. But like, if you dig for it, you know, and you don't, like, if you get a little bit deeper, you know, maybe that's what's needed, because the hip hop that I've actually introduced my students to is stuff like they'd never even heard of before, you know, like,
yeah,
like Blue Scholars. And,
yeah, right.
And Animal Farm, and like things like that. Like I tell them, like, they come in with their iPod, I wouldn't be caught dead listening to anything you got on there, man. Sorry, but
yeah,
the kids, they almost don't know. It's like, you know, we need
it's
to.
It's just a matter of changing this industry so that there's some marketing dollars behind acts that actually put some thought into their lyrics. I think that right now the people running the industry don't really have a clue of what's going on, and they feel like if they copy what's working right now and what's selling millions of albums, they can keep doing that over and over. But if they're willing to put that same kind of money into a thoughtful artist, I mean, you could tell by artists like Common who've actually been successful at putting out quality music. And if they did that, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that could, I think, could shine and could sell a lot of records.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's kind of like the problem with the music, because you guys were mentioning about the whole cookie cutter thing. I mean, you go to like the local towns and everything, the places where they're not as big as hip hop, but they got hip hop acts. They'll be like, yo, I want to blow up like this dude. And then they'll copy them, and then they'll sound whacker and whacker. And I also try to tell people, you know, it's way more beyond BET and MTV, you know. Not only do I inform people about Dope FM, but I let them know about other underground and alternative hip-hop shows as well. Just saying, like, hip-hop's a lot more than that. I mean, that's what Chase is trying to let these kids know, because, I mean, with that whole Don Imus thing, that hip-hop took a lot of heat for that 2 years ago, which was really messed up.
I don't know why hip-hop would take heat for Don Imus, but I do know that I think that we get blamed for a lot of ills in society, and they automatically say let's look
garbage
at hip hop, and you know,
yeah, that hip hop's,
I mean,
garbage.
You see violence,
I tell you,
on every movie that comes out, you see it on TV every day. I mean, it's like they need a scapegoat, and considering hip hop comes from the streets, it's easy to point your finger at it and just blame it.
Yep, but that's too easy, man. I mean, it's music, and it's actually about making something from nothing, and the history that this, like, beautiful art forms come from, and how you can actually come from nothing, and just, like, you don't even have to have a beat, you don't have to have gear, you don't have to have money, you just have to have some skill, and you got to practice at it and do it, like, and be true to yourself. Like, that's the best thing, because so many pop art acts and rock acts aren't true to themselves, and they end up in all these tabloid garbage nonsense, and you know, it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
So
And yeah, man, you know, I kind of think about it like, I think Chris Rock did a really good job in the movie CB4. I kind of see it like kind of being like CB4 when they try to like get their gimmick, you know, and then they could become like
the bad kids,
the fat kids, yeah. Or like, we're fat. It's like kind of what I see and hear on the radio and on whatever, like just in commercials, whatever, you know. It's kind of like the same kind of mocking and mimicking of an ignorant and dumb popular culture, which is, you know, it's trying to make a buck out of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's why we're going to start a new group called the Bagheads.
We're the Bohemians.
So, I wanted to ask...
I'm a human.
I wanted to ask about cultural influences, because what are you guys, like, repping? You're repping, because there's a little bit, like, I think a Latin verse on one of the songs in here, and so is that, like, part of some of the crew's background, or what else is coming into your lyrics?
Can you repeat that one? Sorry.
About your cultural influences, like where you guys are coming from. Is there like a Spanish, I think there's a Spanish verse on one of your songs?
That's big up to my man Mirage Eye. That's Mirage Eye out of Sardinia. Island off of Italy. Like I said, he did some of the production and, you know, trying to just keep it worldwide like that, you know?
Nice. So how do you go about writing your stuff?
It's been, you could probably just press this button. We're having kind of technical difficulties over here a little bit, but, you know, it's, we have, you know, we just have parties sometimes.
Wow. Really flipped it up.
Nah, man, you kind of get together, you know, we talk about concepts and stuff, and, anyways. Yeah, we've come up with concepts and you know, just like kind of just try to, because we like to joke around obviously a lot. And,
I didn't notice.
Yeah, one good thing about joking around, it kind of keeps you on your toes. You know, it's like kind of keeps you in dork check, really. And you gotta stay. You know, if someone flicks something at you, you gotta flick it back. And so writing together, it really helps out having that dynamic, because we hear what each other is saying, and we're just like, ooh, you flip it like that, I can flip it like this, you know what I mean? And just like kind of come up with something fresh and new and dope.
That's cool, because I remember back in the day, hip-hop was about being dark and serious, and we can just see, even from this interview, how much fun you guys are having with it, and it's kind of contagious.
We have a good time together, that's for sure. That's one of our... MOs is definitely making sure when we do a show, it's very high energy.
I'm telling you, just talking to you guys, I want to see you live. So you got to come up to Hamilton, Southern Ontario sometime, man. Toronto area.
Let's make it work. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's make that happen, definitely, because that would be good to see. It'd be nice.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. First exposure to hip-hop or first tape bought?
Ooh, that's a good one. I gotta say, I gotta give big ups to my big brother on that one, Nightclub of Lang, representing Boom Bap Project, Rhyme Sayers. He kind of brought me into this whole hip hop thing. One of the earlier albums, I would say, kind of maybe some like Radio Joe Cooley, L.A. Dream Team.
Oh, no doubt, all the like Pioneer West Coast cats, Radio Joe Cooley with the funk all in your face.
Yeah, man, super cuts, Cooley High type stuff. You know what I mean? Just like. This really, really dope.
Yeah, no doubt. Very, LA Dream Team. I remember seeing them on What's Happening Now, the old sitcom.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my first exposure to hip hop, though, I used to live right across this wall, this legal wall, where kids would come up in peace, like all the time in like 87 and 88. And around the same time, some kids I was hanging out with had the new NWA tapes. And so I remember that was my first tape that made me a dub copy of Gangsta Gangsta. And I was from there, I don't know, to Ice-T. And my cousin started sending me these mixtapes. And I started writing on things that weren't mine. And it was tons of fun. It was kind of a funky dynamic back then, too. Especially, like, when you start getting into early 90s, it's like, you know, I'll have, in my tape case, I'll have, like, you know, like a Low End Theory and a, you know, a Bell Biv DeVoe and a little bit of Hammer.
My folks used to have like discotheque dance parties and stuff, and my cousins, you know, a bunch of Filipino kids, they'd all start breakdancing and stuff. So I just started trying to breakdance and kind of realized I was no good at that. So
So I kind of picked up a mic and took it from there, you know. And back then, my idols were like Grandmaster Flash, Run DMC, LL, you know, all kinds of old school stuff like that. And I've always stayed in the mix since then. So, and here we have it now.
Excellent, excellent. Definitely. Run DMC, I think, is the best group ever. I love those guys. All right, so I think we're about ready to wrap this up. It's been awesome having you guys on.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, man.
Yeah, man, thank you, guys.
We'll have to come crash on your couch sometime.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I just built a new guest room, too, so.
Oh, word.
Dope.
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
No doubt.
Y'all got some good beer up there?
Beer? I don't know. We don't drink, beer. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
All right.
Yeah.
They were.
So, my one question is, what should we be expecting in 2009 or 2010?
Ooh, we got a lot on the table that we can't really talk about yet. There's a lot going on though right now that with this next album that it's going to be dope. It's something to look out for. We're expecting to put it out near the end of the year. But we will definitely let you know as soon as we have the news and it's all taken care of.
Yeah, no doubt. Spectre, holla at us too, please.
Yeah, we'll definitely have Spectre get at you. Did they ever get you the Mike Shaw album, by the way?
Which album was that?
Speaking Out Loud, Mike Crenshaw.
Yes, we did. We got that at the beginning of the year. It's all right. Mix of
he's
all,
also
like...
on Focus Noise. He's on our label too. So check that out because it's a dope album.
Yeah, no doubt. And now, how can people get a hold of you and check y'all out for tour dates and whatnot?
You can check out our MySpace. It's myspace.com/AnimalFarmRecords. You could also check out FocusedNoise.com, Focus with an ED. That's the label. You can pick up our album pretty much all over on the web, man. Yeah. We got it on Amazon, Rhapsody, iTunes, eMusic, undergroundhiphop.com. It's all over. So also, if you phone my mom up, she got a stack of copies. Yeah. Close's mom will hook you up.
Yeah, dope. And I'm for real, I urge y'all to go cop that Animal Farm, The Unknown. Once again, fellas, we really appreciate y'all.
Thanks so much for having
getting this interview done. So yeah, Animal Farm's the name of the group. They rep in Portland, Oregon. So check that out. Check out Portland, Oregon hip hop in general, because I mean, you got cats like them and Serge Severe. You know, something special up in that area. And
Serge Severe's killing it.
Yeah, once again, this is Dope FM, 93.3 CFMU, and on the web, cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And of course, you could also, this interview will be available, dopefm.mypodcast.com. So y'all keep it locked. We'll got more music, and Chase, what you got to say?
Yo, this is Chase March. I just want to say, also the podcast and a transcript is going to be on my blog, so you can check that. There's a link to it at chasemarch.com. Peace. And, of course, end this interview with the song Peace featuring KRS-One. This is Animal Farm. Thanks a lot, guys. This has been awesome.
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot, big homie.
We're going to close out with Peace.
All right, brother. Peace.
All right.
Another Animal Farm production. KRS-One. What's up? Let's ride out. Talk about peace. Hey. So I asked, what do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace. What you promote? We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, we vote peace. Spitting in no seats.
Passing up the times on a remote control button. Civil disobedience, of which we know absolutely nothing. History paraphrased and stuffed in the tube. Antidepressants prescribed to adjust the attitude. Sleep walking through the mirror, slicing toes on the glass. Who knows how long this little piece is gonna last. Cause for every piece lost, there's another one to find. Sacrificing on the grind, obtaining that piece of mind.
I don't need my piece of the pie. What's a monopoly? My philosophy, KRS, combined with Socrates. Allopoly, we profit off for conflicting prophecies. Little kids are killed. All in the name of democracy. No abolishing the search. Look for peace in heaven, but it's filled with these same fools from earth. Cursed in my rebirth, I find redemption. Another attempt through this verse, my resurrection.
What do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace.
what you promote. We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, we vote peace. Spitting it, no cease. What do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace. Yeah. What you promote? We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, yeah. We vote peace. Yeah. Spitting it, no cease. Peace is better than war. Peace is better than whores. Peace, true peace, is eternally yours. I'm spitting peace, burning these tours. Spitting pieces of peace, delivering peace to you and then yours. Pursuing the more is the law for sure. But peace is not to be ignored. Seek peace. Seek love, not resentment. Live above the world in peace, which is really contentment. Be satisfied with what you got. Your car, your house, your spouse, your spot. These are the keys to life. You move in this here, it's clear you won't need no knife. In peace, you ain't gotta impress. You ain't gotta undress. You ain't gotta be stressed. Seek peace. What do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace. What you promote? We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, we vote peace. Spitting it, no cease. What do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace. What you promote? We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, we vote peace. Spitting it, no cease.
We're all pieces of the puzzle trying to fit as a whole. Staring out at the world like we're fish in a bowl. Retracing our steps back to love and respect. Shed away the unrest, find a moment to bless. It's a test of oneself to see what matters the most. Peace together in a peace and we're keeping it close. Coping with the strife and the trials of the flesh. Pharmacy and KRS, it's as real as it gets.
Shit, some of y'all really ain't used to the teacher set. An MC that eats respect. An MC that lives above seeking a check. But I do this thing here every week and I wreck. Me, I'm a product of the public library. I can't even count all the rappers I bury. Drop a new album, why should I hurry? I'm too busy living in peace, attracting my money.
Of course I'm about peace, love and unity, yeah. Self-defense and protecting family. Why fools take the positive vibe as a sign of weakness? Crossing lines to what end? We all know how beef gets. Battle every day against the evil ways of Satan. When push comes to love, we ain't playing. If he didn't know, the Animal Farm team. Searching for the peace between reality and dreams.
Animal Farm, he did it again. Haneek, what up? KRS-One, knowledge reigns supreme. Let's do this again. Peace! What do you want? We just want peace. What do you need? We just need peace. What you promote? We promote peace. How do you vote? Man, we vote peace. Spitting it, no cease.
You there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.
That was awesome.
Yeah, sorry. We gotta run. We got a show tonight, so we gotta go get to sound check.
Yeah,
man, thanks for giving us your time.
Yeah, of course, brother. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, guys.
Okay, all right. Peace.
I don't know if that ring. I hear from the off, everything I know. Where you that is? You're listening to Solaroid. You're listening to CFMU 93.3 on your FM dial.